From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says it's time for the Senate to take the baton on health care from the House, which last night approved a bill to overhaul the system. In the Rose Garden today, President Obama said after years of being told it couldn't be done, the House proved different, but the vote was close, 220 to 215. Also at the Rose Garden, President Obama is calling today's parliamentary vote in Iraq a milestone. Iraqi lawmakers have approved a long-delayed election law that would make it possible for a national vote early next year.
I want to congratulate Iraq's leaders for reaching this agreement. Their flexibility and commitment to their country sends an important signal to the world about Iraq's democracy and national unity, and I look forward to prompt approval of this law by Iraq's Presidency Council.
President Obama says the agreement advances political progress in Iraq. 3 days after an army psychiatrist opened fire on fellow soldiers, no charges have yet been filed. The military says the investigation into the incident is continuing. From Fort Hood, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The deputy commanding general at Fort Hood, Colonel John Rossi, had little to add at a press briefing, just that the alleged shooter, Nidal Hassan, is in critical but stable condition. Authorities say he was wounded 4 times by civilian police. Colonel Rossi said few details are being released to protect the integrity of the investigation.
It's so important to do that as we work through this. In the event that there's charges pressed and it moves forward, we want nothing to ever hinder that. And so I have nothing new to add on that.
Meantime, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman said he plans to begin a congressional investigation to determine whether the shooting should be considered a terrorist attack. The Army has warned against reaching conclusions about the suspect's motives. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
The death toll is up to 91 in El Salvador, where Hurricane Ida unleashed torrential rains, floods, and mudslides. The storm has grown into a Category 2 with top sustained winds near 100 miles per hour. The Louisiana and Mississippi coastline is under hurricane watch, even though the storm is still a couple of days off. The storm has already prompted mass evacuations on an island north of Cancun, Mexico. With more on Mexico's response, here's NPR's Jason Bobian in Mexico City.
Mexican officials opened hurricane shelters on the island of Cozumel and on the mainland, even though Ida is expected to stay offshore. Fishermen and tour operators pulled their boats out of the water, and Cancun's beaches were empty as rains from the hurricane pounded the region. Ida originally made landfall as a hurricane in Nicaragua, then dropped down to tropical storm strength. It's now become a hurricane for a second time. Ida is moving north on a track that forecasters say will take it straight across the Gulf of Mexico towards New Orleans. It could make landfall in the U.S. by Tuesday morning. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News. The official Saudi news agency says Saudi Arabian forces have retaken control of a mountain bordering Yemen after defeating Yemeni rebels. A military spokesman says 3 soldiers were killed and 4 remain missing. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Sana'a.
The official Saudi press agency quoted Assistant Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Sultan as saying the mountainsides on the Saudi side of the border had been cleared of Shiite rebels who crossed over from Yemen last week. He said in other border areas, troops were still engaging the rebels. He also said 4 Saudi soldiers were missing. Rebel spokesmen have said they captured an unspecified number of soldiers in the fighting last week. The Saudis did not confirm that the missing men were captured and said numerous rebels were in Saudi custody. In the Yemeni capital, officials said a fighter plane had crashed in northern Yemen, where the fighting has been occurring. They denied rebel claims that the plane had been shot down. The government blamed technical problems. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
The Justice Department reportedly is reviewing which Guantanamo Bay detainees may face trial in a U.S. court. The Associated Press quotes Attorney General Eric Holder as saying an announcement may come as early as November 16th. Last week, the Senate endorsed a plan to have the option of prosecuting those accused in the 9/11 attacks, such as alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in either federal court or by a military commission. Thousands of bus, subway, and trolley workers in Philadelphia are entering a second week on strike. Contract talks between the union and the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority broke down last night over pension funds and health care. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.